The World This Week. Politics.
Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, was shot dead at his private residence. The police said that they killed four suspects during a gun battle and had arrested two others. It was unclear who ordered the assassination or why. Claude Joseph, the interim prime minister who was due to be replaced this week, said he would take charge as interim president. The opposition had been seeking Mr. Moïse's removal from office, saying his term had expired. In February, the government claimed it had uncovered an attempted coup against him. American forces left Bagram Airfield near Kabul, which had been their biggest base in Afghanistan. A small number remained in the capital, largely to protect the American embassy. After 20 years, America has effectively given up on the war in Afghanistan, which now looks likely to intensify. The emboldened Taliban have been seizing territory. Some of the official Afghan army have surrendered without a fight. Local warlords are raising militias to resist the jihadists. In Brazil, the Supreme Court authorized an investigation into Jair Bolsonaro for failing to comply with his public duty. The case claims that the president overlooked irregularities in a deal on a COVID-19 vaccine, Covaxin. A Senate inquiry into the government's handling of the pandemic is also looking into allegations that one official asked for a $1 per dose bribe to purchase the AstraZeneca vaccine. Thousands of Brazilians took to the streets, the third mass protest in just over a month, to call for Mr. Bolsonaro's impeachment. Jacob Zuma, a former president of South Africa, was taken into custody for contempt of court. He had refused to appear before a commission investigating the corruption that was rife during his time in office. At least 50 people were killed by security forces in Eswatini, formerly Swaziland, after protests against the rule of King Mswati, Africa's last absolute monarch. The protests began after the death of a law student, allegedly at the hands of the police. They say he died in a car crash. Some 140 children were kidnapped from a school in Nigeria, taking to more than 1,000 the number of students and scholars abducted since December. Iran told the International Atomic Energy Agency, the world's nuclear watchdog, that it had begun the process of producing enriched uranium metal, which can be used in reactors or to make bombs. European powers called Iran's action a serious violation of the multinational nuclear accord they signed in 2015. America, which left the PAC in 2018, is trying to revive it. Egypt agreed to a compensation deal with the owners and insurers of the Ever Given, which ran aground and blocked the Suez Canal for 6 days in March, seriously disrupting global trade. The terms were not made public. Egypt, which had demanded $550 million, refused to release the vessel until a deal was reached. Israel's parliament declined to extend a law that denies citizenship rights to Palestinians who marry Israelis. It was the first test of the new Israeli government, which supported the extension on security grounds.